Beto O'Rourke, Texas GOP a death cult. They want Latinos and African Americans to do the dying. By Pam Key on July 21, 2020. Tuesday on MSNBC, former Rep. Beto O'Rourke, DTX, called the Texas GOP a death cult who wants African Americans and Latinos to do the dying. O'Rourke said, "You know, the United States has been hit hard by COVID. Texas, arguably, harder than almost any other state right now. Perhaps with the exception of Florida and Arizona. And within Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, and particularly Hidalgo County, is just getting the stuffing knocked out of it. They're running out of beds and space in their hospitals and clinics. They're running out of nurses and doctors to take care of the patients. It's so bad that some ambulances are waiting up to 10 hours in order to discharge the patients that they picked up because there is no bed there to receive them. There's no longer space in the morgues, in the funeral homes. So they're stacking the bodies in refrigerated trucks right there. And as you pointed out, our governor, Greg Abbott, inexplicably, will not only not issue a stay-at-home order for the state of Texas, he will not allow the county judge there, Richard Cortez, to issue one for Hidalgo County to save the lives of the people that he was sworn to serve and to represent. And I want to make sure this is not lost on your viewers. That county is 95% Mexican-American." He continued, "We know that Latinos and African Americans are disproportionately bearing the burden of COVID transmission that is out of control in the state of Texas. This governor, our governor, Greg Abbott, is choosing to allow people to die when he could choose to allow county judges to save their lives." O'Rourke added, "This is one of the most craven, callous failures of leadership that I've ever witnessed in my life. We don't have a Governor Cuomo here, which we desperately need. Someone who's going to be guided by the facts and the science and the truth, and whose sole mission is going to be saving the lives of those that he is elected to serve. Instead, we have a governor who perhaps is looking at the 2022 Republican primary for the office that he now holds, trying to fend off our lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, who on Fox News said there are more important things than living. In other words, let's get on with the dying, knowing full well that it will be those frontline workers making $7.25 an hour, which is the minimum wage in Texas. It will be African Americans, it will be Latinos and Mexican Americans who will be doing the dying right here in Texas. This is a death cult, the Texas GOP. Only they want you to do the dying, and that is exactly what's happening in Texas right now." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.